Superintendent of Schools for the Rib Lake School District, Rick Carday, you had a school board meeting Thursday evening. Give us a wrap-up of that, would you please, Rick?
Our first event of the night, the board recognized Pam Schultz, Spanish instructor, for being named Taylor County Educator of the Month. Mrs. Schultz was nominated for her strong instructional practices, working on creating engaging focus based on language acquisition and culture, and her personalized approach to student learning. Mrs. Schultz also offers a foreign language summer school trip, leads a very successful forensics program, and is an invaluable asset to our staff as a mentor to new staff and in the area of educator effectiveness. It's a well-deserved award. District Assessment Coordinator Michelle Rhodes presented to the board a summary of the 2018-19 assessment results in the state-required forward exams, ACT Aspire assessments, and ACT testing. Overall, the results look very positive. A couple of highlights noted was that Rib Lake Elementary had the highest composite score in mathematics of the 52 elementary schools in CESA 9, while the high school composite ACT score ranked third among the 22 high schools. We are looking at a balanced budget this school year that will allow us to address some curricular and maintenance needs much better than our previous year's budget. If the numbers hold true, we see the levy rate dropping 21 cents to $8.39, and the district valuation is also up 5% over last year to a total of $281,900,000. Our district short-term borrows to cover the months with low revenues, as state aid is only distributed four times a year. With our annual being the fourth month of October, which is one of the last possible dates possible, we have been encouraged by the financial advising firm of Quarles O'Brady to explore an earlier date to make the borrowing process benefit the district better. The board approved seeking the annual meeting voter approval for this change, with Monday, October 5th, 2020 being the suggested date. The school board also reviewed the annual meeting agenda and booklets in preparation of the district annual meeting on October 28th. District residents should be receiving a newsletter this weekend in their mail. The school board heard a summer school report concerning the 2019 summer school. The results show more student involvement and more offerings over the course of the 3 months. An unduplicated count of summer school enrollment students this year was 289, which is 60% of the school population. The total full-time equivalency as far as student aid is concerned is up three students from last year. The 2019-20 Rib Lake School District Hall of Fame inductee was named. The Hall of Fame committee met last month and selected Edwin Blomberg as the 2019-20 inductee. Mr. Blomberg graduated from Rib Lake High School in 1939. He has been a World War II Purple Heart winner, was a park ranger in the Yosemite National Park, and was someone who dedicated his life to education by establishing a school in Belize, now known as King's College. Two staffing actions were on the agenda as the resignation of Jenny Clem as special education aide was approved, and Haley Bain was hired as a special education aide. The board passed a resolution authorizing temporary borrowing in an amount not to exceed $1 million. R.W. Baird came in with as the lowest bidder. Their effective rate was 1.72%. The board also approved purchasing a middle school generator. The middle school generator runs the emergency lights, IT server, and heating pumps at the school. The one we currently have is 38 years old, and the electronics are obsolete and not made anymore. The electronics needed and cost of repairs could be half of the new generator with no guarantees that further repairs would not be needed. John Dolman, school forest coordinator, reported that the logging is underway in the school forest and has been carefully done. The board approved his recommendation to extend the cutting contract timeline at the school forest due to the wet conditions if needed. Board also approved the addition of a special education aide. The middle school special education program has grown due to new enrollments. The school board voted to add a part-time position for this school year to meet those needs. The school board will meet next on October 28th to approve the tax levy and also on November 11th with their regular meeting.
Our thanks to Rick Carday, Superintendent of Schools for the Rib Lake School District.